Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a joy to be today alive in this day and to worship Jesus. And a beautiful day the Lord has added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." A beautiful question may arise in your heart and in your mind that why, you know, Pastor Sam is talking about the birth of Jesus at this hour. But there is a history to it. You know, the period in the church year that begins with January 6 and extends to Ash Wednesday is known as Epiphany. Epiphany marks the time that the Christ child was revealed to the wise men, Magi, in his first manifestation to the Gentiles as the light of the whole world. It is generally believed by Bible scholars that these wise men from the east arrived approximately 2 years after the birth of Christ. The earnestness of their search, their worship and gifts, and the desire to return home to share their spiritual experience with others have much to teach us. In many churches, Epiphany is ushered in with a special week of prayer, a renewed commitment to evangelism, and a worldwide concern for missions. Epiphany should be a strong reminder to all Christians that God wants not only our worship, but also our willingness to share His message with others, both at home and abroad. The gospel of the good news must be heard beyond the walls of our church buildings. May we be challenged today to share God's love, both by word and deed, with those He brings into our lives each day. I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by William Dix. And he writes, "As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward, beaming bright, so most gracious Lord, may we evermore be led to thee." It's a beautiful hymn. I'll attach the link for you to hear it. So, in this moment of hour, let us reflect again on the importance of the wise men, the difficult journey to Bethlehem, the worship and gifts, and the return to their homelands to share what they had learned. And then, let me encourage you, take that same gospel message, like those three wise men, worship Christ and take it to your homelands and spread it across and abroad, the good news of Jesus. Amen. That's the call of the Holy Spirit in this season. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. We are grateful to you for your goodness and for your mercy. We are grateful to you, O Lord God Almighty, that you came into this world to save us, the sinners, and you have made us your sons and your daughters, and we are so, so grateful to you. I lift up your blood from the altar of God, O Lord Jesus, and I sprinkle the blood upon your flock, your people, and I pray that, Lord God Almighty, we thank you because your blood speaketh of wonderful things on our behalf. We thank you that you never leave us, you never forsake us. We thank you that you are our faithful God, O Lord. We thank you that you are a covenant maker and a covenant keeper. We bless you and we honor you and we praise you for that. I pray that today will be a glorious day for us. Today we'll be reminded from these three wise men that we will worship Christ, we'll come from afar, worship Him, give Him our gifts, and not only that, but we'll go back rejoicing and spreading the gospel of the good news to the whole world. That's what we pray, God. Let your spirit of intercession and evangelism be a portion in this hour. And I pray that even today, we will take the opportunity to share the good news with somebody around us. And let the name of Jesus be glorified. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, I pray that as your people have stepped out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them. I pray that you will uphold them with your right righteous hand. You will bless the work of their hands. You will establish them, flourish them, prosper them. Lord God Almighty, I pray that they will be always above and never beneath. Hallelujah. They will be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. That's what your word has promised, because your people diligently hearken to your voice and your word. And I pray, because of which your blessings will overtake them. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy that follows upon each and every one of us. Those of us who are sick today, oh Lord, I speak healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. And Father, I thank you for by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.